This week, several Menominee and union officials kicked off the effort titled Casino Competition for Wisconsin with a blog and series of online ads. Evan Zeppo, spokesman for the Menominee, says the message is simple.
The Potawatomi is basically crying crocodile tears on everything and is seeking only to limit competition and control the economy and stop the Milwaukee, southeast Wisconsin area from gaining the advantage of 3,000 jobs and an $800 million construction project.
The Forest County Potawatomi already run a casino in nearby Milwaukee. They've backed TV ads highlighting the Menominee's partnership with a Connecticut-based Mohegan tribe. Jeff Crawford, Attorney General for the Potawatomi, says the Menominee campaign is a distraction from the fact that the Mohegans will siphon away local profits and that the region is already saturated with gaming interests.
Within Wisconsin, there are already 23 Indian casinos in addition to the lottery, the dog track, and internet gaming. Within 200 miles of Milwaukee alone, there are 22 casinos. The question is, how much more of this gaming can Wisconsin take?
Menominee spokesman Zeppo says the Mohegans won't steal profits away and adds that the Potawatomi are simply guarding their gaming monopoly. He says he's optimistic that the Bureau of Indian Affairs will approve the Kenosha venture, noting that last week, a federal appeals court in Michigan allowed a local tribe to build a similar off-reservation casino. A decision may come this summer. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.